from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Kabul is on the edge today following one of the worst outbreaks of violence this year. Insurgents carried out a series of suicide bombings in and around the Afghan capital Friday that killed more than 50 people, including 9 people at a U.S. military base. It is the first major wave of violence since the Taliban recently confirmed the death of its founder, Mullah Omar. In the most deadly attack so far, a suicide bomber detonated his explosives in a crowd of students at the police academy in Kabul. At least 27 were killed. Soldiers in Mali have raided a hotel in the central part of the country, freeing 4 hostages and ending a standoff with Islamist militants that left at least 11 people dead. The hotel was used by UN staff and had guests from France, South Africa, Russia, and Ukraine. The attack, underscoring the threat posed by Islamist militants, remain active in north and central Mali, despite the presence of UN peacekeepers. The UN Security Council Friday unanimously adopted a resolution to identify those who have used chlorine and other toxic chemicals in attacks in Syria. It's the first time the Council has sought to establish accountability for such attacks in Syria. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power says the resolution will send a strong message.
This is an important closing of a gap, and it should, at least as it relates to chemical weapons, again, mitigate the sense of impunity that perpetrators have enjoyed.
In 2013, the world was shocked by horrific sarin gas attacks on the opposition-controlled Damascus suburb that killed hundreds of civilians. This is VOA News. 1 year ago tomorrow, the United States started its Islamic State target bombing in Iraq. Since then, the U.S.-led coalition has hit the militant group in Iraq and Syria with more than 6,000 airstrikes. We get more now from VOA's Zlatica Hoke.
The United States on Friday launched new airstrikes against Islamic State militants near Erbil in northern Iraq. U.S. defense officials say fighter jets dropped bombs on the militants close to a station that houses U.S. military trainers. Local Kurdish forces welcome any help they can get to hold off Islamic State advances, but they say they need arms.
I would like to tell the whole world that we are not doing this battle only for Kurdistan. We are doing this battle for all the international community and the whole world.
A White House spokesman on Friday said Islamic State has lost about 30% of the territory it held a year ago in Iraq and a significant portion of the area it controlled in Syria. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
White House says it's disappointed but not surprised that one of the top Democrats in the U.S. Senate came out against the nuclear deal pending with Iran. Spokesperson said Friday that Senator Chuck Schumer has had a difference of opinion with President Obama going back to 2003, referring to Schumer's vote in support of the U.S.-led war in Iraq. A powerful typhoon pummeling Taiwan today, ripping up trees, knocking out power to hundreds of thousands and killing at least 4 people. Typhoon Sotolor, which made landfall early today, bringing intense winds up to 200 kilometers per hour. Some areas have received up to 1,000 millimeters of rain. Next stop, China's Fujian province. The United Nations is stepping up its emergency aid to Myanmar, where massive floods have killed at least 88 in the country's Irrawaddy Delta region. Hundreds of thousands have been displaced. Myanmar opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi.
I would like to appeal to the international community to help us generously and in a coordinated fashion, because generous donations which are uncoordinated tend to go astray or to prove less effective than they might be if they were part of a well-laid plan.
The United Nations estimates at least $47 million is required to provide adequate emergency aid. And the U.S. Defense Department officials are saying the hack into the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff email network has all the hallmarks of a state-sponsored attack. Some media in the U.S. reporting that the attacks were held from Russia.
That's the latest world news from VOA.